taking your seat. Now, this doesn't have to be sitting, but taking your seat kind of more as a as an approach, kind of the body's present, the body's here. I'm not gonna kind of we shall not be moved. If we're going to be moved, let's be moved inwardly rather than outwardly, which doesn't also mean you have to stay rock solid. But taking our seat in the world, in the moment, steady, mountain-like. And if the eyes want to close, that's fine. What is this moment bringing? Just to check in with you, the process of being you just now. What's going on in here? If you're like a scanning of your experience, through the body, what moods are here, what flavors of experience are present. And if you like, now, coming to mindfulness of breathing. If it's best for you to choose a different anchor in your body, that's fine. Or indeed outside of the body if you want to, sounds or sights. My guidance will, I'll use the word breath and you can just change it to what you need it to be. Dropping into the breath, this moment. And anchoring attention as best you can to the flow of experience here in this breath, moment by moment. So all of that stuff you noticed just now, that can just go in, it could just be in the background. It doesn't need any fixing or changing. We're just going to come to the breath and tune in to the experience of this. Patiently attending to this breath. And breath is a model of patience. If you try to hurry it up, actually we get breathless. So letting the breath unfold in its own time. And just feeling with the breath, being patient, not needing to change it. The breath. Being patient with the wandering of the mind too, which is likely to happen over and over. That's part of the process of practice. So when you notice the mind's wandered, just acknowledging where it's gone to and gently unhooking from wherever that is, gently coming back. So not needing to rush or impatiently pull the mind back. Just kind of like letting the mind glide back into the anchor. Inviting a sense of softness. Trusting that just this practice of staying with the breath, staying present in the body, coming back when the mind's noticed wandering with love, that this is the cultivation of patience. Nothing else is needed. Breath by breath, it's being trained. And if you do find any harshness arises, any quality of wanting it to be different or wanting to be better, or all the ways perhaps that the thinking mind comes up with comparisons and judgments, then can this be held with kindness? Can this be held with patience? A sense of, oh yeah, this is what happens. It's okay. It's a part of being human. Holding it with love. Now, if you'd like to opening to mindfulness of the body, so expanding the sense of attentional spotlight from the anchor place to the whole body. So it's opening out and becoming a wider, perhaps a more receptive attention. And just to see what comes. Patiently waiting for whatever is coming. Maybe there's not much. In which case we can wait, cultivate the quality of waiting. At any time, if you come back to anchor, if that's needed or wanted. Expressing a willingness to stay moment by moment. And you only have to make the choice in this moment, so X number of minutes away is just that. It's just an idea. Only now. And now. And now. If you are finding there's difficult sensations in your body, now, perhaps there's some pain here, or perhaps there's some low mood here, or anxiety here. And this might be an opportunity to practice patience with it, not in the sense of trying to be patient or putting up with it, or all of that stuff, but rather an invitation to acknowledge, say, oh, yes, this is painful. Like you might if a friend were in distress, were describing a pain or a difficulty. So, saying yes to it, yeah, you're here, and let me feel with you. Getting to know the experience. For some of us, the experience may be very pleasant right now. And it may seem easy to be patient with it. That's okay. Work with whatever's coming up for each of us. Riding the waves of experience. And if impatience arises, can we be patient with impatience? To recognize it as a wanting, or indeed having a look at it and seeing what exactly it is for you. Is it a feeling tone? Is it a thought? Is it an impulse or some combination of all of those? Holding impatience with love. And if you will now, opening up from mindfulness of body to a wider open presence, opening up to the whole of your being, all of the senses, opening up to hearing, opening up to feeling tone, smelling, tasting. Thoughts can arise and pass away without needing to attach to them. Is it possible just now to practice the patience that comes simply from being aware of what's happening, rather than to be identified with what's happening? And not needing to evaluate, as in compare this experience with some other experience or with an idealized version of it, but rather to inquire into the nature of what's here with no reference point to some other time or place. In no way needing to interfere with what's happening for now. Just the kindly watching and allowing it to be experienced in body and mind. your experience is neither right nor wrong, in that by meeting it with awareness, when meeting it beyond the reference points that create comparisons that, although helpful and important in everyday life, at times can also lead us into impatience. Seeing things as they are with love. It's okay to rest here. To be here. To be in non-doing.